Praise the Lord, everybody. Somebody say, don't no monkey stop, no show. Hallelujah. This is part two of breaking down sevenfold witchcraft. And I was going over different types of divination. And I'm going to say them and list them because we have to expose the enemy if we're going to ever come into and cover any ground. The word says, Paul, and you know, really enforced that we not be ignorant concerning the schemes or the enemy's schemes. Hallelujah. But you can write these down or whatnot. I'm here even in the prophet's house coming up against different warfare. But God, I thank you for covering us in the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. These are what he's taking down. This is what God, his soul abhors. And he's taking it down tonight in the name of Jesus. Aromancy. You can look up or whatever, but I want you to take notes. Hallelujah. This divination, this is what God's coming up against. Aromancy, divination by observing atmospheric conditions or ripples on the surface of the water, also called water witching. Then you have anthropomancy, divination by examining the intestines of a dead person, especially in human sacrifices. And we're going through these. And I'm going to give you a prayer to an arsenal so you can war against witchcraft and war against false things and different spirits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, we're going to go over the different types of magic, the different types of witches, and the different types of witchcraft that you can take down as an intercessor, as a prophet of God, that you can officially and legally bind in the spirit because of your position. Hallelujah. Jesus. Anthropomancy, divination, like we said, by examining the intestines of a dead person, especially in human sacrifices. Apantomancy, divination by means of an object that happens to meet the eye. Some people can move objects with their eyes through this. We call it telekinesis, but this is what this is, apantomancy. They have erythromancy, fortune telling by use of numbers. Bellomancy, divination by using arrows. Botanomancy, divination by use of plants and herbs. Lord Jesus. Cartomancy, divination by use of cards, for example, tarot cards. They have ceromancy, interpreting shapes and positions assumed by melted wax dropped on the floor. Lord have mercy. Then you have crystallomancy, gazing at a mirror or shining surface to use that to try to extract information. All these are when you use objects to try to extract information out of the spirit realm, but it's not the Holy Ghost giving it to you. Cryomancy, divination by sprinkling flowers, especially in connection with sacrificial rites. Then you have daphnomancy, divination by throwing a laurel branch into fire and interpreting through flames. Stolismancy, divination by wearing clothes a certain way. Hallomancy, a form of divination using salt. Geomancy, divination by random figures formed when a handful of earth is thrown to the ground. If someone calling himself a prophet telling you use earth or whatever, they are not a prophet of God. I want you to go outside and pick up some earth and sprinkle it on a... No, honey. Geomancy, we just called you out. Nevelomancy, divination by observing of the clouds to extract information. Necromancy, the practice of communicating with the dead, or the practice of predicting the future by communication with the dead. Or neuromancy, divination by dreams and dream books. Black folk, you use the lotto. Rhabdomancy, the practice of using the divining rod and divination stick. Cleidomancy, divination by use of the Bible. Chiromancy, divination by use of palms. Bibliomancy, divination by use of the scriptures. Lacanomancy, divination by throwing a stone into a basin of water and interpreting the ripples. Sometimes they use oil. Then you have ornithomancy, a method of divination that interprets the flight of patterns of birds, also refers to the divination of the songs of birds. It was a very popular form of divination during ancient Rome, where in fact it was part of their religion. And then you have tassiomancy, the art of reading tea leaves. Some readers also use coffee grounds. Then you have types of magic, and we're not talking about magic tricks. Come on, somebody. Would you write this down? Protective magic. Protective magic is an act or formula put together to avert or overcome evil, like an elixir or some kind of potion. Then you have sympathetic magic. People who, I'm going to read this and then I'm going to describe what it is. It's an occult belief that when a person is separated from someone with whom he or she had a relationship, that they believe that it can continue to exist through a soul tie. This type of magic keeps a link between two individuals even after they are separated. It's a type of long-distance control when natural connection is not necessary. The knot of the tie is self-pity. Even if one party wants to break the tie, the self-pity is the glue that keeps it together. People you're supposed to be getting rid of and cutting off, they keep coming back. They keep like they're still tied to you. They're using sympathetic magic, and I cut every cord now in the name of Jesus. It is broken off your life now by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Then you have contagious magic, which is the belief that whatever you come in contact with will have an influence over you after you leave it. The devil is a liar. That's a transference of spirit. This can occur also through sexual intercourse, drug usage, casual acquaintance, telephones, or the television. Then you have defensive magic. Magic used to overcome other magic. Isn't that crazy? Then you got phone voice, people who see through phone lines. Then you have empathy, people or empaths who try to experience the suffering of others. Oh, God. You have clairvoyance, where transcendental vision that gives a person the ability to see in places where they're not physically. You have clairaudience, where transcendental hearing gives you a person supernatural ability to hear something they're really not supposed to hear. The Holy Spirit ain't having you hear nothing. It's a familiar spirit. Then you have clairsentience, the ability to see things in the spirit by demon powers. This is where false prophecy comes into play. Then you have sorcery. Sorcery is the means to sort out by lots the fates and destinies of others through commanding the powers of evil spirits through magic, necromancy, or witchcraft, or enchantment. This is also magic known in the New Testament as pharmakia, where you use spells and incantations and libations and elixirs and potions, Lord Jesus. The definition of magic is the unlawful manipulation, coercion, and intrusion into the supernatural for ungodly reasons. Magic in Hebrew is the word kasaf, meaning to whisper a spell, to enchant or practice magic. And like we said, the witch of Endor was a medium. She was not a full-blown witch as it was in Exodus to be cut off from the land. But all evil is to be cut off. Oh, God. If you have these things in your house that I'm about to name, get rid of them, because it's keeping spirits attached to your home. If you have, Lord Jesus, oh God, amulets, dream catchers, unk crosses, a cross with the ring at the top, get rid of it. You got birthstones, mood stones, mood rings, charms for wart removal, crystals used for healing, hex signs, lucky symbols like inverted horseshoes, Ouija boards, or pagan fetishes and artifacts and planchets and zodiac charms and books and even certain toys. Get rid of it. Get it out of your house so your house can be clean from top to bottom, so you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and what he wants to reveal and how he wants to not visit you, but he wants to abide there. But he cannot abide in your presence as long as the accursed thing is there. My God from Zion. Oh, Jesus. We're going to go back into this. We're going to go right into the different types of witches, those different types of witchcraft, and we're going to break them down. And I'm going to arsenal and give you a prayer to pray, which will help you come up against these spirits. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. So we have three categories of witch. The first category of witch is called a blind witch or a natural witch. These are people who operate in supernatural things but have no real awareness of it. Be careful of that. They operate in supernatural knowing, and many operate through what is called a third eye on their forehead. And they also need to go through deliverance, so that will be shut down in their life. That means that demon spirits have to be called out. That means that second heaven cords need to be cut. And that thing, so many things need to be denounced. Then you have number two, functional witches. Functional witches are people who know they're a witch. They operate in demonic premeditation. They carefully plan to work darkness against innocent bystanders. We see this in Acts 16 and 16. And they often try to function in disguise. Come in your church and you got big-headed intercessors that are quick to say, I'm the intercessor in the church. And you lean them right to your pastor. Crazy self. You need to, if you're an intercessor, you are the CIA of the kingdom. You don't go around blurting out everything you know and every secret you got. And I've been in the principle, I've just been on my face. You know who you're talking to. Well, I ought to be covered on all grounds. Not if your mouth is bigger than the hole in the ozone layer. You don't say everything that comes to your head. It's time to be discreet. It's time to have some prudence with what comes out of your mouth. Some wisdom, all right? See, these witches love to come in your church and try to overthrow it. And another thing I got to say this. Stop eating from folk that you don't trust. You don't trust them while you're eating their plates. And that's the problem. I don't eat everyone's food. Even after I preach, I don't eat everybody's food. So you got a plate for me, you know, or something to drink, and I despise, you know, if you want to bless me, that's one thing. But God allows me to see you, and I see you. I see you. I see right through your motive, right through your intent, right through your gift that you're trying to give me. And I see the enemy for who he is. And he is a liar and the father of lies. And let God be the truth. And every man be a liar. Yes, God, be exalted. Be exalted right now. We break down the enemy's lies and curses off your life right now. We got to do, but you do it by breaking down imagery and magnification. Hallelujah. When you cast down evil images, as soon as they appear, you give no room to the devil. Then you got number three, the witches we see every week in church. Some of them may be in your favorite church mother. It's called a charismatic witch. Your favorite prophetess, your favorite intercessor, could be a charismatic witch. Lord. And these are the most difficult type of witchcraft for people to really recognize and point out. Because this is witchcraft that operates through what is called works of love. It works subliminally and operates through people. Oh, God. Woo, Lord. So now we've established already that witchcraft and rebellion are the same. That witchcraft is sin. So rebellion in this case actually means bitterness. How many bitter saints we got in the church? They're operating in witchcraft. Galatians 5:20 talks about the works of the flesh. And the door and the entryway into witchcraft is the works of the flesh. Jesus, help me today, God. Ooh, Jesus. Listen, honey, listen. Forget all the stories you've heard. Witchcraft is deeper than black hats and brooms because most witches don't have a clean house and most witches can't cook. So I know they ain't got a broom. And I know they ain't got no cauldron to cook in. See, the church is bloodthirsty for gifts without the fruit of the Spirit. You're nothing more than someone who operates in rebellion. When you operate in the spirit without revelation and sound doctrinal knowledge and etiquette, you unknowingly operate in witchcraft. Romans 11:29 tells us that the gifts of God are irrevocable, but you ain't. You're not without repentance. So someone can do abominable things, live in an opposite lifestyle of Christianity, and even leave God. And their gift will still work. It'll still function. See, these people can move in the spirit world, but another spirit of deception is ministering behind their gift. Don't get gift, get anointed. Don't get gift and anointing confused. Don't ever get it confused ever again. We don't need more gifts or gifted people. We need more anointing, and anointing will make you accountable for what you believe and what you do. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I feel strong about that because the people of God are being deceived. And we're being deceived. We're being deceived by our own deception. We're being deceived by things we've given way to. We're being deceived, beguiled, being drawn away. See, honey, before you come up against a witch or witchcraft, you got to take down the witch in your own life. Take down the rebellion in your own life. Take down the iniquity in your life. What won't you get rid of? What won't you stop? So generational curses can be broken off of you. Woo, Lord. I want you to write down, just for note, 2 Timothy 3:7. Hallelujah. See, people operate and they think they're so gifted. And I can call out names and numbers, honey. But you're still a witch because you're unsubmitted to authority. Not so much even the authority of man, but spiritual leadership. You don't walk after the walks of Christ. You don't walk after the laws of God. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when he comes for you? We're gonna take down these seven categories of witchcraft, and these came out of medieval times. Hallelujah! And you can even reference this in a great book, which I will give reference to right now, which is called "Give It Back" from Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Hallelujah! There are certain books that, while God was having me write "How to Wage War in the Heavens," Strategic Spiritual Warfare Manual, and the Prophets, Sons of Issachar School, the Prophets Manual, that brought me through. I was experiencing things, and God would lead me to books that helped me to come through it. And that was the Prophet's Dictionary by Paul A. Price. That was Prayers That Rout Demons by Apostle John Eckhart. And there was most definitely Give It Back by Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Awesome books. You got to read them. You got to read them. They were curriculum and also curriculum for this class. And they're cited in the manuals. Hallelujah. But the first work we got to take down is the works of light and riches. This is witchcraft that comes in the name of love and good nature until they have you controlled. Can't go to nobody's church but mine. Can't attend nobody's ministry but mine. Can't. This is how Eastern Star and Masonic cults got started, and Shriners organizations. They do good deeds, but the secret motive or spirit behind that society is formed, has its roots in the demonic. Then you have number two, the works of mystery. Devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. Everything just went black. Jesus. Devil is a liar. Stabilize everything electromagnetic by the power of God. Works of mystery, it deals with secret meetings and deliberations, even making vows unto death with initiations, and people thereby open doors for curses to come up in their families. They often operate in theosophy and theomancy, which mixes witchcraft, philosophy, and divination together. Many terrorist groups operate this way as well. Then you have works of science or skills. This is where Scientology comes into play. These are people who operate solely on logic and knowledge, and their beliefs center around it until they become educated fools, believing that there is no God. And the lowest level of knowing God is knowing of God. It's knowledge. That's why the enemy wanted you to get knowledge, but not truth, not the spirit of truth, not real revelation, not rhema word. Change your life inside and out. Then you have number four, works of retribution and punishment. These are people who are obsessed with pain and sacrifice of their bodies, always cutting themselves. Gotta have another piercing. One piercing ain't enough. You know, 16 piercings is not enough. Gotta get another hole in your body. Gotta get another tattoo. The enemy is moving on your body, on your temple, trying to take over, and you don't even realize it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When you do this, you unknowingly summon demons to your life. They often looked at, these things are looked at as fads. But listen, Jesus got pierced, so I ain't got to. He got enough beatings for me, you, and your mama. Come on, somebody. He died that you might live. You ain't got to die again, just to the flesh, just to the nature that you were born in. And God can do it. God can do it. God can do it. God can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Number five is works of love. This is what we see all the time in church. These are people in even churches that draw people through false love. They find out the need that you need, and then all of a sudden you're brainwashed. And you're brainwashed in believing you can't fellowship or talk to anyone outside that church or group. The devil is a liar. They usually draw people through sympathetic magic, and I'm not talking about when your leader's trying to protect you from something false and off. I'm talking about when you can't do nothing without their approval. They usually draw people through sympathetic magic, and people are often feeling rejected and outcast when they come to these places. So they're lured right in. Then you have works of intrigue. These are people who, and magicians and warlocks, who cover themselves up as bishops and prophets and apostles, who try to draw people in their churches through different power acts that they function in by way of familiar spirits. But after a while, that stuff stops coming to pass, and then you find yourself being kept there and brainwashed. Oh, God, break down the works of intrigue, oh, God. Then last we have works of malediction and death. This is the witchcraft we always look for in the black arts, which a lot of times rarely we find, but it does exist. But you got to be, honey, ain't a witch coming up against you. Some witch came on my prayer line. That you ain't seen a witch. Ain't a witch studying you because you ain't got enough power. You ain't 100 pounds wet in the spirit. You ain't been away. You ain't experienced nothing. You're trying to move in something you have no personal experience with. And you trying to cast something out your life. But, honey, you don't cast it out. You learn that thing. You learn that operation of what that spirit's trying to do so you can dethrone it. Works of malediction and death is basically the black arts. These are people who often provoke evil against people unto death. This is called Inkasef. This is in Exodus. They are forms of witchcraft incorporated by the spirit of the thief. They come to ultimately steal, kill, and destroy. And they don't come in no cute disguise. They just come to kill you. They just come to destroy you. And right now, I want you to go with me to 1 Samuel 28. I want you to go with me to 1 Samuel 28, and we're going to arsenal you with a prayer. Hallelujah. With a prayer that I believe is going to help you. But we know the story. I don't even want to delve into that too much. I'm just going to give you the story. When Saul put out all the mediums and all the witches and warlocks in the land, found himself in a hard position because God, he wanted a prophecy from God, but God wasn't speaking to him anymore. He wasn't speaking to him by prophet or anything like that. And he was led in disguise at night to the witch of Endor. And she said, who will you bring? Okay, what do you want me to do? He said, whoever I tell you to bring up for me, bring them up. And when he asked for Samuel the prophet, she said, oh my goodness, I know who you are. You saw. God won't answer you. So you need me to tell you something. He said, I assure you, nothing, no harm will come to you, and promised her in the name of the Lord. And we got people who are in openrebellion.com telling you that you can do stuff and get away with stuff, and they are leading you astray. Oh, God. God got to kill Ichabod. But God can't kill Ichabod until he gets rid of Nadab and Abihu. Until he gets rid of Hophni and Phinehas in the temple. And the leadership that you won't correct are the priests that are breathing Ichabod in your church. Jesus. You get rid of that, you'll get glory back. Oh God, oh God, oh God. I'm speaking to somebody. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you. Get rid of Ichabod. Get rid of no glory. When there's no glory, there's no weight of no glory. So you don't feel nothing. It's so sad where we are as a body. But if you're in the remnant, you're in a good place. You're in the few, and you're in a good place. If you're the righteous, you're in a good place. Because the holy people of God, God's going to have you to overcome. You're going to overcome, not just by the blood of the Lamb, but by the words of your own testimony. It's going to make the devil a liar. Going to take his hands off. Going to break the back of the enemy. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I want you to pray with me. I just feel led to go to that prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you, we'll go back over, because your homework is going to be coming out of Exodus chapter 28. Lord Jesus, excuse me, 1 Samuel 28, thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel 28, 3 through 25, I want you to read that, and I want you to write down what it means, how it applies to us today, and what God is telling you through it. I want every last one of you that have signed up for this class, if you paid or not, the anointing that is coming to you isn't free. Hallelujah. It costs something for you to get your diploma and your prayer shawl. Those of you that sold your $75 is coming to you. Hallelujah. And those of you that gained your diploma is coming, and God's going to shoot you to another place. But it's not coming without you giving something else. It's not coming without sacrifice. It's not coming without going through something for that crushing of the shell, the crushing of the oil that makes the anointing. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, you ain't no prophet if you ain't going through something. The fact that you can go through a storm makes you a prophet. But I'm going to pray this prayer, hallelujah. And if you want, I'm going to send it to you in your email. But remember, your homework is 1 Samuel 28, 3 through 25. Amen. And I'll be expecting that on my web desk very soon. Hallelujah, by next weekend. Amen. But this is the prayer to break witchcraft. Father, in the name of Jesus, and you can pray right now with me in the spirit, or if you want this prayer, I'll send it to you. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of the wizard, all Native American witchcraft spirits, all the territory witchcraft spirits. We renounce the religious spirit, the spirits of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hate, and spite, the root of bitterness and malice, and any other hindering spirits in our life. Father God, we blind the third eye of every medium, God, all their physical, psychic, and spiritual attacks against us, Father God, and everything that concerns us, God. We cut silver cords, and we stop and prohibit, God, any spirit, God, any person trying to astral project, Father God, illegally, God. We damn up vortexes in the realm of the spirit, God. We burn ley lines, and we colorize the power of God. We do the power of God, we colorize it. We colorize it. Through the fire of God, the fire of God colorizes and burns to oblivion every spirit not like God in the name of Jesus. God, we bind every assignment, every operation, seeding, work, plan, activity, trap, wild, and snare. God, it's bound and blocked from our personal, family, business, and ministry affairs. God, all curses, hexes, vexes, bewitchments, enchantments, cantrips, ligatures, judgments of witches and warlocks, and acts of evil are cursed to the root. Witchcraft, sorcery, magic, candle magic, potion magic, black magic, white magic, oh God, contagious magic and omens have no power working against our assignments in life. New Age, Santeria, and Yoruba forces cannot penetrate our barriers of protection. Every working of a curse, ritual, or sacrifice to Satan is counted as null and void. We plead the blood of Jesus against and over every evil act and declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. All demonic thoughts, threats, mental locutions, statements, and ideations are cast down and will not become strongholds for the devil's use. We renounce all self-inflicted curses through negative confession, imagery, and manifestation that we have made open the doors to, God. We cancel every demonic strategy against us and the ones we have called to be connected with, covered by, or called to cover. They will never manifest or come to pass and are cursed and destroyed at their root. We render them of no effect. They are just by God spoiled and put to open shame. Every plan of the enemy will never be seeded into our life and the honorable shape that they have stopped. We curse it at the root. I speak to the roots of it. I cause it to dry up in the name of Jesus. To dry up in the name of Jesus. Dry up in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare no weapon formed against you will prosper. And as soon as the enemy attacks, the reinforcements of the Lord will be lost against him. And his seed dried up. We cast down every vain imagination. And it is broken off of our ministries. It's broken off of our families. It's broken off of our loved ones forever, immediately, completely, and permanently. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Until next time. You be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can know and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. And until next time, we'll see you again here at the Prophet's House in the Sons of Issachar School of the Prophets. God night and God bless you.